Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, we are coming down to the end of Romans. We are in chapter 16 and looking at verse 25, which says, "Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel." And I am camping on this idea of the gospel establishing the saints, God's people. And in order for the gospel to do that, it has to be a fully developed gospel. It has to be a complete gospel. It can't be just a surface child-level gospel, like all Christians believe alike. And indeed, all Christians do believe the same gospel, exactly the same way, at a certain level, at a child's level. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's wonderful. But if we're going to be established in the gospel, we've got to get beyond that surface childlike level and get down to a proper understanding of some of the details and aspects of the gospel, which are indeed controversial. And we've got to wrestle through these and understand what the Bible teaches. And that will establish us. That will ground us. That will enable us to understand God's truth in a wonderful way, and in an establishing way. That's my contention. Yes, there are elements of the gospel that all of God's true children, all born-again believers, believe alike. When God's true children, born-again children, talk to sinners, witness to others, try to point them to Christ and tell them the gospel that will save their soul, basically, we all have the same thing to say, because we're dealing there with the simple gospel, the gospel that evangelizes, the gospel that saves sinners. But Paul is talking about the gospel that establishes saints, and that's a deeper level of understanding. And so we started out on the broadcast yesterday and the day before talking about this aspect of man's spiritual inability. This is not widely understood, but it needs to be understood because this is what the Bible teaches. And we were looking yesterday at 1 Corinthians 2:14, and I'll return there for just a moment. It says, "But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned." Now, the phrase that we emphasized yesterday was that phrase, "nor can he know them." But I'm going to look at a different aspect of it today. I'm not going to go back and repeat what I said yesterday. But this verse divides everybody into two categories: natural men, spiritual men. It tells us that the natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God. He cannot receive them. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So, natural men cannot know the things of the Spirit of God. Spiritual men understand the things of the Spirit of God. That's what this verse is saying. And most people understand that. Most Christians will quote this verse, and they quote it to mean that unconverted people can't understand spiritual truth, therefore they can't really understand the Bible. They can't understand the spiritual meaning of the sermons that they hear in church and so forth, because they are natural men. They don't have that ability to understand. But spiritual men, those who are born again, do understand the things of the Spirit of God. The indwelling Holy Spirit who dwells within us enables God's children to understand spiritual truth. Now, every Christian understands the verse at that level, and I think would agree with that meaning of the verse up to this point. But now here's the question. How does a person go from being a natural man to a spiritual man if natural men cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God? Here's the dilemma. If you have to be a spiritual man to understand spiritual truth, then how can anybody understand spiritual truth? Because nobody is a spiritual person until they have been constituted spiritual by the regenerating work of God's Holy Spirit. Now, the way many people think that the Bible says, that the understanding that many people have of this issue is, well, the natural man doesn't understand the things of the Spirit of God until he decides that he wants to, and then he responds to them, he believes them, and after he does that, then he's born again and becomes a spiritual man. But the text says that it's impossible to understand the things of the Spirit of God as long as you are a natural man. So there's a problem here, because you can't become a spiritual man until you have understood and believed them, evidently. But how can you do that if you can't understand them to believe them? We all agree that we are saved by believing. We're saved by faith. But the question is, how does a blind, dead sinner without spiritual inability, how does he believe? Because this text says that natural men cannot understand the things of the Spirit of God. If you can't understand them, you can't believe them. You can't believe something that you don't understand. And so it's evident, is it not, that God must do something first? That it's God who constitutes a person spiritual? That God reaches down into the realm of natural men and he changes people from natural to spiritual? In other words, he regenerates them by the Spirit of God. And as a consequence of what God does, then they become spiritual men, and then they have an ability to understand spiritual things. And all of this in the realm of the doctrine of total depravity, which I have said to you primarily means total inability, spiritual inability. Men are rendered incapable of responding to spiritual truth by Adam's fall and by our birth as sons and daughters of Adam. We've got a problem. And it's a problem that God is the only one who can overcome. God has to do it. And so we're talking about a proper understanding of man's natural condition. And until we understand this properly, we really don't understand the gospel aright. Now, we do tell sinners to believe on Christ, call upon them to believe on Christ, point them to Christ, urge them to believe on Christ, command them to believe on Christ. But if we understand this, we also know that they will not, because they cannot, unless God the Holy Spirit does something in them first. But we know that God uses the gospel to do exactly that. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So we give men the gospel, and we point them to Christ, and we urge them to trust in Christ. But we also understand that the Spirit of God has to do something within their souls if they're going to believe. And so, yes, from our standpoint, we do what we are commanded to do. We take the part of evangelism that God has entrusted to us, namely the proclamation of the gospel. We give that gospel to our friends and neighbors and co-workers and, yes, even strangers. And we implore them to turn to Christ, to believe on Christ, and we are delighted when they do. But we are better established in the gospel when we understand that when they do, it's because God has enabled them to do what otherwise they could not do. The gospel is kind of like throwing a rope down into a dry well to rescue those who are at the bottom of the well. If they will grab hold of the rope, they can be removed from the well. They can be pulled up from the well by another power, by those who are above, namely God who pulls them up. But the problem is, the people who are at the bottom of the well are not only at the bottom of the well, but they're dead. That's the biblical picture. Now, if you think men are alive at the bottom of the well, and we throw them a rope, and it's up to them to grab hold of it, and if they'll grab hold of it and hold on, then they can be rescued, and if they don't, then they have no one to blame but themselves for not laying hold of Christ, laying hold on the gospel, then you have a different concept than the one that I do. You have the concept, frankly, that I had for many years, a long time ago. But the Bible sort of messed up my concept. The more I read it, the more I studied it, the more I understood what it was saying. And now I've come to understand that those needy sinners at the bottom of the well are not only unfortunately in need of rescue, pulling out of the well, but they're also dead. So what they need is divine resurrection. They need a miracle. But God's able. Thank God. He's able to resurrect dead sinners. He's able to create life. He's able to create a world. He's able to bring men to life. That's what he can do. That's what he does. He has done it millions of times before. He can certainly do it again. And he does it through the preaching of the gospel. And so we preach the gospel to dead sinners. But it's like Ezekiel preaching to them dry bones. They're not going to live until God makes them live. I can say to dry bones, live. I can say to dry bones, move. I can say to dry bones, get up and walk. I can say to dead sinners, believe. I can say all of these things. And yet, it's not going to happen unless God, through His Spirit, does something to create life. When God says to those dead bones, get up and walk, they get up and walk. When God says, put flesh on those bones, the flesh goes on those bones. When God starts connecting those bones together, they start coming together. Because God is God Almighty. He has all power. He is omnipotent. And so He can do that. He can create life where it doesn't exist. He can make dead men to live. He can make dead souls to live. He can make natural men into spiritual men. He can make men who have no ability to understand spiritual things understand spiritual things. But he has to bring them to life first. He has to move them out of the category of the natural man into the category of the spiritual man. Yes, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Spiritually understood. It takes an operation of the Spirit of God to constitute a man a spiritual man before he will understand spiritual truth. That, dear friends, is the gospel. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.